is Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced and hosted by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
The Writers Guild of America and the Teamsters are conducting nationwide protests against, yep, American Idol, Million Dollar Password, Farmer Wants a Wife, and America's Got Talent. Many of the workers on these shows endure serious workplace exploitation, including violations of state and federal minimum wage and overtime laws and benefits below the standard in the entertainment industry. Now, how's that for reality TV?
The real losers on American Idol are its behind-the-scenes workers. We begin with a short video from the American Idol Truth Campaign, after which we'll speak with Michael Winship, president of the Writers Guild of America, E, and Vince Waldron, documentary filmmaker and author. Now to the video.
A few months ago, three other guild writers and I walked off Fremantle's game show Temptation. So why won't these companies provide industry standard benefits? Because it's too expensive? Well, at the time we walked off Temptation, the total cost of healthcare and pension contributions for the entire writing staff for the rest of the season would have come to only $5,000. Okay, you could win that much in a bad game of Plinko.
As Fremantle rolls in Megadeth profits, their writers punch time cards, as we've heard. They work through meals. They work 16 to 18 hour days. They get no credits, no residuals. They do not get paid overtime. And sometimes that overtime can be in excess of 40 hours free a week. If they don't care enough to be ashamed of this human rights abuse, hopefully they'll be spurred to action now that they will understand that they are in violation of California labor laws. What you are asking for is fair. What you are asking for is good business. They are good people, and they will do the right thing. They may not know it yet, but they will do the right thing.
Well, they sure don't know it yet, but they will do the right thing. In the video were writer Aaron Solomon and actress Alfre Woodard. And joining us in studio are Michael Winship, president of the Writers Guild of America East, and Vince Waldron, documentary filmmaker and author. So Simon Cowell makes $50 million. What do you want from an honest working guy that he should advocate for benefits for what? The people who really put on the American Idol show? Hey.
A mere $50 million. That's all we're talking about. A mere bag of shells, as Jackie Gleason used to say.
Exactly. Well, why don't we begin? And I'll have lots of opportunities to denigrate Simon Cowell. But what is Fremantle Media? Let's just begin simply.
Well, Fremantle is an international company which produces 280 different television shows around the world, plus a number of TV movies, TV specials, that sort of thing. In this country, they're best known for American Idol. Company worldwide made revenues last year of $1.8 billion with all these different shows they do. But, of course, their most famous show is American Idol. And American Idol last year made profits for Fox of $200 million. And right now what's happening is that American Idol has been doing its audition tour the last few weeks in various American cities, auditioning contestants for the next season of American Idol. We've been following them around the country with the American Idol Truth Tour to tell the story of the different people who've been working for such minimal wages and under terrible conditions and for no overtime and no meal breaks and all sorts of bad things.
Yeah, I think Michael sums it up. This is Vince. And I just wanted to point out that in my mind, people come to me and say, oh, well, how can you get anybody to sympathize with a bunch of Hollywood writers who want a little bit bigger piece of the pie? Well, if you look at the kind of money we're talking about, it really is not unlike a 19th century robber baron running some sort of sweatshop or mine situation where they're making millions and paying the people who are actually doing the work very little. In the case of the workers that we're talking about, when we're not just talking about the writers, we're talking about everybody who works on American Idol staff. We would like to see decent conditions for all of them, the Teamsters, the people who they don't have Teamster drivers, they have PAs driving. But the point being that all of these people are paid incredibly small amounts. So we're talking about a company that has revenues of $1.8 billion, that makes $200 million profit on this show, and yet has the gall to allow people to write their show without credit, without admitting that they're writers, and basically will not allow them to eke out a middle-class existence. So this isn't about Hollywood writers wanting more. This is about a middle-class revolt, people wanting a basic middle-class existence, writing for this multi-million dollar profit show.
We're talking people who are working 15 to 20-hour days, 7 days a week. One of them calculated that with all those hours and without the overtime and so forth, they were making around $4.50 an hour, which is less than minimum wage in California. The vast majority of these folks are on the West Coast. And they're making less than the California state minimum wage, which I think this is $8 an hour.
Oh, yeah, it's $8 mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. So it's about half of that.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Fremantle Company, when they're paying these guys $4.50 an hour and they're not paying them overtime, they're not kicking in the money into the tax revenues that should be going in to cover these. So everybody's losing. People who have nothing to do with the show, with the entertainment business, are not getting the state services that this company should be paying for.
Let's get a little bit more into the reality of this. You mentioned some of the statistics about the workers, but how many are there? Are they all writers? We mentioned truckers. I mean, how many are making these abysmal salaries? What are some of the other ones making? In the video, they talked about pensions, health care. Let's get a little bit down to the nitty-gritty of this. Michael, you want to start?
Well, they're not getting any pensions. They're not getting any health care.
That's pretty nitty-gritty.
That's really nitty-gritty. They're not getting any of the benefits that they would normally get if they belonged to a union. And, you know, we talked about the wages. We talked about they're not getting any of the things that they deserve to get. They're working under these deplorable conditions. They don't get meal breaks. They don't get rest breaks.
Wait a minute. They don't get meal breaks?
No.
They don't get meal breaks?
Mm-hmm. Talk about sweatshops.
No. As someone I actually worked on staff on a couple of these, fortunately not American Idol, but having worked in the past on game shows and shows that have these sort of crazy schedules, these producers think nothing of having you work right through meal breaks, and especially on these so-called reality shows. I mean, what they'll say is, we've got to get this much footage down today. We've got to get this much covered. We've got to do this. Get out there and do it. And people who complain, again, these are people who are not covered by any union contracts. People who complain are told, look, the streets are filled with people who could replace you. If you keep complaining like this, you're out on the streets. And so that's why people will work. They take advantage of a lot of younger people coming in and just being so excited to work for a big American, you know, Idol TV show, and then suddenly they end up, you know, taking advantage of those people to the point where they're working for, you know, peanut wages, and then there's a certain amount of churn they expect. Well, we will replace them. We'll bring more people in. And without any union coverage or any union to stand behind them, are basically at risk.
And when you're talking about our colleagues and the Teamsters, I mean, these folks who are not members of the Teamsters, people who are production assistants, production secretaries, working as drivers, you actually, when you work that many hours, 50 to 20 hours a day, you're actually talking about creating a dangerous situation, not only for the people driving, but all the people around them and everybody on the street. I mean, it's a hazardous thing.
Hey, wait a minute, Michael. You said 15 to 20 hours a day. Ha ha, loads of overtime.
But they're not getting any overtime.
Ah.
No overtime.
I set
In fact,
that one
of the biggest scandals is a lot of these shows will actually, we found out that they're actually, the supervisors are trained to tell the workers, hey, just put worked on your timesheet. Don't specify the hours because they're trying to have, you know, deniability later on. In fact, there are a number of workers from these shows have filed suits with the California Labor Commission asking for back pay in overtime, and they are prevailing in many cases.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that these shows are written, which they are, very much so. And I think that's part of the problem.
Oh, tell us more about that.
Well, I don't think the public realizes how much the shows are actually scripted, in the sense that, you know, you'll come back from.
It's hard to think that Randy saying "yo dog" every 5 minutes is scripted.
Hey, we didn't say they were well written.
So between Paula's confusion and the vituperous nature of Simon and Randy.
Yeah,
they're actually being written for.
But you come back with all this raw footage, and you have to shape it into storylines and various things that have taken place, and you make them into stories. I mean, that's all writing. That's all editorial.
Yeah, and if you think about it, if you just think about even the mechanics of it, you know, you cut to the host, he's got to go to a commercial, he's got three commercials, not four, there's just mechanical things that have to be written and figured out, and there's someone that has to put those words on the prompter that are read. There's also jokes written for hosts on shows like this, and, you know, when Paula Abdul or one of the other, you know, judges might have a joke, there have been jokes suggested. There's also a script for the entire show because nobody puts a show on like that without knowing exactly what's going to happen.
It's hard saying yo dog without a script.
Well, there's also a lot of cover you have to write when Paula's missing, you know, so.
And then there are the hero packages, you know, when you cut to those inspiring stories
of the
American Idol contestant back at home. Those are all little produced documentaries that a writer sits down and takes the footage and makes this heroic story. And that's part of the entertainment value. And nobody begrudges a show, you know, no one watching it or no one working for it begrudges American Idol trying to make the most entertaining product they can. The only problem we as writers have is when they deny, and their executives are on record saying, oh, there are no writers. Most of our shows don't have writers. And the reason they say that is because, number one, then they can have deniability and go, why should we even talk to the Writers Guild when we don't have writers? Mm-hmm. But number two, it allows them to establish in the public's mind that these are reality shows, you know, they're a different animal than what people are used to watching.
So a rose by any other name is not a writer.
Yeah, exactly.
You just call them a production assistant or some facsimile, they're not writers. And
so they have all kinds of names that they will call. And, of course, these writers who are working on American Idol are afraid for their jobs or for whatever reason they go along with it. Or they complain and they're fired and someone else is brought in. And it's just not a fair way to do business for a show that is so profitable. And, of course, looking to the future, if we as writers let them get away with not giving our fellow colleagues not only fair benefits but credit on screen, what's to stop this company from turning around tomorrow and go, well, gosh, it works so well with a comedy variety show, with a game variety show called American Idol. Why don't we try this with a sitcom and just say we don't have writers on this sitcom because we hired brilliant improvisers and they're making it all up? I mean, that would be no more transparent a lie than what they're doing now.
No, I mean, we've been focusing on American Idol, but there's also $1 Million Password and Farmer Wants a Wife and America's Got Talent. And is that all of them? I mean, some of these are on CBS, some on NBC, some on Fox.
There's a little show called The Price is Right, which is a Fremantle show. So they have a sizable piece of the schedule on MTV, Oxygen, NBC, Fox, CBS. All the major networks are carrying shows from this company that steadfastly refuses to play by the same rules every other producer of entertainment has for the past 50 years of television.
It's kind of painful to think that something like Farmer Wants a Wife is actually scripted, but as you said, not necessarily well. So we've got people like David Hasselhoff and Sharon Osbourne on America's Got Talent, and people like Simon and Randy and Paula, etc. We can use their first names because we know which shows they're on. Certainly, they are now standing up for the workers. They understand the evil ways of Fremantle, and they've seen or heard about the Truth Tour, which, of course, has a major rally coming up in New York. Have they played any role along with somebody wonderful like Alfred Woodard. Have they said anything?
Unless you've heard something I haven't, I don't think any of the hosts or judges will be at the rally, so one can always hope. They're certainly invited to come stand with us.
Absolutely.
We should do a reality TV on what's really going on with the workers behind these scenes. Gee whiz, we missed that one, didn't we?
Well, we're almost doing that today.
Right.
But let's get into the reality of some of these rallies. Vince, tell us about what some of the rallies were like on the West Coast. And, of course, there have been rallies throughout the country coming east, and the crescendo is going to be in New York.
Well, I was on the Truth Tour West, the first opening Truth Tour, and basically, as I think Michael explained, what our goal is to follow these regional auditions of the American Idol pre-production season and just sort of stand outside the hall as people go into audition and make our statement that there is a truth to American Idol that people should be aware of. And so we went to the Cow Palace in San Francisco where they had the initial auditions, and we actually staged a little our own version of the American Idol show right out front with a very entertaining 20-minute parody of the show that was written by Writers Guild writers and performed by our fellow brothers and sisters from the Screen Actors Guild. And it was quite just a wonderful opportunity to tell the truth. And we noticed behind the gate, you know, the executives from the Fremantle company were definitely checking us out and coming up as their contestants left the parking lot and left the auditorium and stood with us and applauded and listened.
Now, in the case of New York, the auditions are being held at the Meadowlands. Unfortunately, the Meadowlands, we can't demonstrate there. They will not allow us to demonstrate there, and there have been other logistic problems. But we will be outside the corporate headquarters of Fremantle North America, which are at 28 East 28th Street. And we'll be having our rally there, and there'll be music.
The real American Idol is about standing up for the working class. Now, I'm not sure that we've fully gotten it, but I just want to go through a kind of seriatim, how bad, who these workers are, what the functions they perform are, and what is it they're not getting that they should be getting. Michael, let's start with you and then divide it up with Vince. So people really understand the exploitation, the sweated labor that goes into these shows.
Well, they're not getting much of anything beyond the basic wage that they make. They're not making anything much above minimum wage when you calculate the overtime. They're not getting any overtime. They're not getting any meal breaks. They're not getting any rest breaks. They're not getting any pension. They're not getting any health care.
Wow.
We've got a website called thetruthaboutfremantle.com in which we actually have the horror stories that are there. So I invite your listeners to listen. But just one of the quotes I remember was one of the writers on a show called Starting Over said, there were several days in a row where I had 45 minutes of sleep a night, and this was a reality show called Starting Over. We were on a mandatory six-day work week, and when I asked to go on a five-day schedule, they refused. And I did all this as a writer without benefits, without health insurance, pension contribution, or even respect. And that's the season that Starting Over won an Emmy for best show in its class, and that was one of the writers on that show, and that was his horror story.
And what's the address of the website?
It's thetruthaboutfremantle.com, and Fremantle is spelled F-R-E-M-A-N-T-L-E.
Yeah, one E. So if you're Googling Fremantle, it's one
yeah,
E.
Yeah, a network of global production companies producing shows in more than 55 countries. They're pretty
darn
powerful.
It's a massive company, yeah.
Yeah, I never even heard about them before now.
Well, that's because your acting career never took off, Ken.
You heard about Fremantle before this?
Well, I'm one of the rejectees from American Idol, but
we're not going there. If you hadn't blown Final Jeopardy, Ken, you would have been.
But I can assure you it was never about Farmer Wants a Wife in any event. Vince, I want to take maybe 30 seconds to give us one more horror story so people can put a real face on, notwithstanding some of the humor and irony of this.
I had a friend of mine who was on the tour, Justin Buckles, who worked for them for years and for a couple of years, and he went to them and said all he wanted was lunch. He was not allowed to have lunch. They would say, go do this. Basically, a production assistant on one of these shows has to do anything and everything that's required. So he'd run and get the performer's laundry, or he'd run back and he'd have to drive people. And so he would work, 17, 18 hours days, and they'd say, look, you've got 10 minutes. Go find something to eat and get back here. And all he wanted was lunch. He finally took a suit to the state of California and said, I can't do this anymore. I am due overtime wages. I am due lunch breaks. And the state of California has taken very kindly to these requests because they don't like it when people are not paid overtime by companies, whether you're a big entertainment company or a sweatshop on the corner. They recognize that the conditions are exactly the same, and they're going after them.
Well, Farmer, if you really want a wife, maybe you should act with some humanitarian consciousness and think about the way your show is produced. And take that, Sharon Osbourne and David Hasselhoff and all these other folks like Simon, etc. Show their real colors in this. As go the wages and benefits of these workers, so goes all of it for the working class. And a strong working class has to hang together and be both productive and supportive. We thank you very much for being with us.
If you need other information about that, you can check the Writers Guild East website, which is wgaeast.org.
So join the Real Truth Tour, and special thanks to Michael Winship, president of the Writers Guild of America East, and Vince Waldron, documentary filmmaker and author, for all the good work. Get on that Truth Tour.
Right on.
couple of hot notes from Bobby Sanabria.
And now on the road with the American Idol Truth Tour, produced by Brave New Media. As the show traveled to San Francisco, members of the Writers Guild of America and former Fremantle workers and supporters held an event to highlight the disparity between the company's success and its poor treatment of the workers who make these programs possible.
I'm the president of Futures Level 399. On behalf of Futures General President James P. Hoffa and Leo T. Reed, principal officer of Futures Level 399, we are here today to condemn the exploitation of American workers by greedy employers such as Fremantle Media. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters is committed to standing by workers in all industries, for without a true voice in the workplace. Behind all the glitz, the entertainment industry is driven by working people who make programs such as American Idol possible. Other responsible production companies use experienced union drivers to transport their contestants and other production staff on these shows. Fremantle has chosen to use non-union drivers who work excessive overtime, do not even receive proper rest breaks or compensation. When you factor in a 15 to 20 hour day, Fremantle employees work for less than minimum wage. Why does Fremantle do this? Well, only one answer, greed.
Yeah.
Fremantle doesn't give a damn. This kind of irresponsible cost cutting puts lives at risk for the sake of the dollar. We're here to stop this despicable practice by supporting the workers and the right to collective bargaining, the right to join a union.
Yeah.
The entertainment industry, especially the reality TV sector, creates incredible wealth. It should not risk the lives of people who work hard to endure the quality and the success of these programs just to save a few dollars. The American Idol Truth Tour is here to shine a light on the injustice that Fremantle workers face. We call upon Fremantle to do the right thing and respect their workers. It's a brave thing for the Fremantle workers to stand up and fight for their rights, and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters is proud to be a part of this important event. I'm here to say that the Teamsters stand with you in solidarity.
Good morning. My name is Justin Buckles, and I worked on American Idol for over 3 years as a production assistant and later as a production coordinator. As an employee of Fremantle Media, I often work 7 days a week, 15 to 20 hours a day. As a production assistant, I did whatever was asked of me. This included driving contestants wherever they needed to go, delivering scripts in the middle of the night, doing laundry, and whatever else needed to be done. I was rarely allowed to take a break, even for lunch. If I ate, I had to eat in less than 10 minutes if I wanted to eat it all during the day. I was not properly paid overtime, and when I calculated all the hours I worked, my hourly rate was less than $4.50 per hour. The minimum wage in California is currently $8 an hour. In April of this year, I was one of 8 former Fremantle Media employees who filed more than $250,000 and wage and hour claims with the California Department of Labor Standards Enforcement for failure to receive overtime. I'm standing up on behalf of all workers on reality television to say enough is enough.
Yeah.
We are asking to be respected as workers and that the production companies like Fremantle Media that are making so much money off of these shows stop violating our rights and treat us fairly. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dante. I was on the reality show Last Comic Standing. Yay, me! It's a bit of a rarity to be up before noon, but I'm going to do it. Anyway, one quick question. Did you say this bus ride is 10 hours? Right. I've been working in the entertainment industry for 22 years, and I realize how much hard work goes into making it. I also know that the desire of many people to make it in Hollywood allows companies like Fremantle to take advantage of this fact and make the workers feel like they are lucky and that they shouldn't ask for more. That's why I'm here today, and that's why we're all here today, is in support of the goals of the American Idol Truth Tour.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Fremantle is one of the largest producers of reality shows and game shows in the United States and around the world. The company has the responsibility and the means to provide its workers with industry standard benefits. I support all of the workers, and I call on Fremantle to improve its practices starting right now. Let's do this 10-hour ride.
And this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.